Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 8th. It's October. It's 2024. And I think this is a perfect... For some people, you might need earmuffs because there's going to be a swear in here. But seeing how we're all grown-ups, words really shouldn't hurt you. Let's hear from a very famous, a very well-respected comedian. Because what he's going to say is very, very germane to what I'm about to present to you. Welcome to my lovely studio. So if the audio is somehow off, maybe a guy behind him talking with a helicopter motor running, maybe that's not my problem, or maybe people that are in disaster areas, maybe the audio isn't perfect, but I'm out here. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not sitting in a studio. This isn't the mainstream media. What I'm going to tell you is factual, and I'm going to leave links below. And sometimes those links will disappear because that happens. Sometimes your comments will disappear, because that happens. Do you see what I'm saying? They're going to make it more difficult for us to actually transfer information via the internet, and they're going to make it more difficult for us to actually live in this country, because that's exactly what they're doing. But before I get going, let's hear from the once very wise man, Dave Chappelle, shall we?
My problem is transgender people. I just feel like these things should not be discussed in front of the blacks. It's fucking insulting, all this talk about how these people feel inside. Since when is America giving a fuck how any of us feel inside?
Dave Chappelle hits it right on the head. He's talking about transgenders and all the pushback he got for making simple jokes. Because if you think about it, a man dressing up as a woman and everyone pretending that, you know, he's now a woman is funny. So you could say jokes. When I was a kid growing up, there was a thing called sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. You don't hear that anymore. As a matter of fact, for some reason, the government, now if we lived in a real world, a real democracy, the government would stand by the majority, but they don't. The majority pays the taxes, the majority does the work, the majority joins the military, the majority keeps America up and running. The minority does as well, but the minority is the minority. The majority is the rest of the country. And yet, the government is not only forcing LGBTQ plus all these other things and transgender down our throats, but they're also making laws so that if you accidentally call somebody the wrong thing because you see a woman with a beard and a hairy chest and you accidentally call that woman a man, you can get in trouble for it. And they're also forcing it on children, small children. And that's not just America. That's absolutely everywhere. So do you see what I'm saying? The government does not care about you. The government doesn't care what you think. The government doesn't care what you say. The government will do what the government's going to do. Because at some point, people forgot what the Constitution was and why it was there. The Constitution was enacted for this exact thing. So the government didn't just run absolutely buck wild and do whatever they want. I have a hard time believing that the Founding Fathers would ever see something like all of this nonsensical nonsense, where we're literally seeing the government giving people that don't belong in the country. You snuck into this country. You're here illegally. There's a reason they're called illegal migrants. My family came on a boat from, I believe, Poland at some point and Italy at some point. Not too long ago, the Italy part. But they came through the right way. They signed the paperwork. We lost an M and a T out of our last name because the government did that. If your name was too ethnic, they would just change it to Smith. But it is what it is. Everybody in my family joined the military. Everybody in my family worked. Everybody in my family followed all the rules and did what they were supposed to do. And now we've got at least, according to the government, over 11 to 12 million undocumented illegal migrants in this country, and they're literally giving them food, housing, and shelter. I just showed you that in the last video. It's incredible. It's incredible. They get free $2,000 apartments. They can drive with no licenses, no license plates, no insurance, nothing. Nothing. That was the main problem people were having in Springfield, Ohio. People, these Haitians were just crashing everywhere. And yes, they actually were eating the pets. Police officers' body cams caught them is what caused people to start saying that because that's what they were doing. Where they're from, eating animals that are outside is fair game. No pun intended, you know what I'm saying? But suddenly the government, that's all they care about is transgenders and all their rights and all the illegals and all their rights. They're illegals, they don't have rights. Yet in certain states, Minnesota, Tim Walz, they're making them police officers. They're illegal migrants that are now upholding the law with a badge and a gun. Welcome to Cartoon World. Welcome to the destruction of America. You don't believe it? This is what's called testing right here. This isn't the first time all the major phone carriers went out. Verizon, AT&T, and many others went out and they were stuck in SOS mode. Bank of America went out. Everybody's balance went to zero unless they owed money to the bank. And then those balances, those negative balances, did indeed show up. Do you see what I'm saying? And then, oddly enough, this just in, America's largest supplier of drinking water has been hacked. Are you noticing something here? Communications, money, survival, everything is suddenly being hacked, etc., so forth and so on. And suddenly in America, there has been a new trend in the last couple of years where you're supposed to be guilty because you're white. You're supposed to feel guilty because you're a strong, white, prepared male. A grown-up. That's what it was always called. Men always knew how to do everything. Women raised the children and took care of the home. Something that was incredibly important, which is why people had a marriage. I'll go to work, I'll earn the money, we'll have a family, you raise the family during the day, and then I'll try to help out as much as I can. You see what I'm saying? That always worked, and we had a wonderful country. I remind the elders in my family, even though they don't listen to a word I said, which would have caused them a great deal of... They won't listen to a word I say, and that's fine. I don't care. It is what it is. I gave up. I don't care. Some people in my family could have avoided serious health implications because before an event occurred, I had lots and lots of doctors on my other YouTube channels that were saying if you take a certain remedy, it's going to cause certain things, strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, etc. But I digress. They ain't going to listen. I'm not going to say it. It is what it is, and here we are. But right now, I'm not going to not say anything because this is endgame right here. They are deconstructing the country right in front of our faces. And why do you think they've been jamming LGBTQ and everything else down your throat? Why do you think they want you to feel guilty because of the skin color you were born in? I'm not going to feel guilty. God forbid, you're a God-fearing, well-prepared, proud, white, straight male. Where's our month? We can't have that because that's Nazi. What are you even talking about? And the amount of people that bought this bullshit blows me away entirely. I'm letting loose in this video because I'm sure it's going to take the channel down, but I don't care. I don't care because enough of you may see this that it might make a difference in some way or the other. But they stuffed this down your throat so bad that you should feel guilty for being a man that this happens.
Women getting pregnant is not as far off as you think. In the past 10 years, 50 babies have been born from a uterus transplant. How this works is a person with a damaged or missing uterus gets...
Yeah, that's real. And that person is perpetuated, dropped into the algorithm, pushed all over the internet. When that strange person who's giving out incredibly bad scientific information that 50 men have given birth, it's bullshit, okay? Absolute and utter bullshit. 50 women that maybe decided they want to identify as a man may have given birth. Period. No men can give birth. It doesn't work like that. You can't get a uterus transplant. But that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. We're living in an absolute clown world where you, those things can say whatever they want. And that particular person I just showed you has a certain tendency towards luring in children. I'm shocked, as you probably are. I'm shocked by that news. But don't be, because it's all good. It is what it is. Those are called, what are they called now? They're renaming it. They've done a TED Talk to explain how certain people are just attracted to minors. Minor attracted people. They're maps. Yeah, maps. I like to fold those maps up and put them in my trunk, but on that I'll digress. At any rate, let's get to the point of this video, because there is a point. I'm already at 10 minutes. So with the entire country, and basically the entire world, on fire right now, America is in an absolute calamity right now for so many different reasons. It's crazy. Someone just hacked our main water supply. That's a problem. That's something that should be noted. The mainstream media is just kicking out these numbers that, oh, a couple of hundred people died in Asheville. That's not accurate. A couple of hundred people were filmed floating down a river dead in Asheville. There's thousands of people there, and they're completely and utterly lying. But don't worry, we'll give them each $750, all the people that are displaced. All they have to do is go online and ask for it. They have no water, they have no houses, they have no nothing. They can't go online. Do you see what I'm saying? And now FEMA's saying that they're out of money. They can't do this anymore. Well, we have a monster storm coming in right now. Category 5. In minutes, it went from a Cat 1 to a Cat 5, and it's allegedly supposed to decimate Florida. And who knows? Maybe it'll take a turn and end up in Wyoming. Who knows? Because hurricanes are new. This is all new climate change. You see what I'm saying? But with all this going on, where is the person that's running for president? Kamala Harris. You know, the one that was 30 years old dating a 60-year-old pimping black mayor to get her, you know, to get her comeuppance. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who she is. Where is she? She must be addressing the people and calming things down and working with FEMA and getting things squared away, right? Well, let's go find where Kamala is.
We use. Do you even know how, like, do you know what a X or Y or Z is of a part of our, and they don't know the answer.
I was the first vice president or president to ever in office go to a reproductive health care clinic ever.
So, Helena, the storm came.
So with the world on fire, Kamala, anybody that corrects you when you say her name inaccurately is woke. I have a lot of people ask me what woke people are. If you correct somebody when they say whoever she is, who cares who Harris is? Who cares? She's nobody. She's the actual border czar. 11 million undocumented. You see what I'm saying? And everybody gives her a pass because she's on a podcast that's, this is literal. Their main focus is on how to give a better blowjob to your other part, or how to satisfy your other part anally. Literally. That's what she's on right now, talking about tampons and everything else. Because we live in clown world. Do you see what I'm saying? This is absolutely unbelievable. Now, you still think they're not trying to take the country down? Let me tell you a little secret. This lady isn't fit to run down her front steps, let alone run the country. And she's not going to. Or maybe she is. Maybe they'll finally take out Trump or whatever. Who knows what's going to happen, but there'll be some calamity. And way back in the old days, I said when they finally went for this, they were going to use weather warfare as part of it, big time, because plausible deniability. But here's the problem with the plausible deniability. Let's look at this video clip I put up years ago when it was new by Michio Kaku, shall we? And Michio Kaku allegedly is a well-respected physicist, if you didn't know.
And now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion, no. though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Katie, go ahead.
Well, this is fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong.
So you just heard the news lady and the physicist from, I think, 7 or 11 years ago. It was a while ago. This is old news. I talked about this when it was new news because it was germane. They're telling you, didn't Russia use this when Chernobyl meltdown? They used the weather modification to make it rain. And didn't China use it to make it, the weather go away so they could have a May Day parade? And he goes, well, we don't know about that. But they did use it to wash out the Ho Chi Minh Trail a couple of times during Vietnam. You know when Vietnam was? Before I was born. Do you know how far technology has come? Well, remember the word green lasers. Green lasers. Because let's take a look at Hurricane Milton down in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Let's take a look at the hurricane. Take a look at this area right here, Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, because something I'm going to show you in a minute is going to make that even more prominent. But for now, I digress.
Right, and now, my friends, into the stuff you really want to know about. All right, let's take a look at Florida, and already it's looking like a disco party is going on. A lot of different radar activity going on. We got spikes here going all the way into the Gulf, heavy lines up in this area, and then, of course, we have the one we saw with Hurricane Helene right here going off again. Now, of course, remember, these are just theories that we're talking about here, entertainment purposes only, because no way is weather modification real, right, everybody? Anyway, take a look down here near southern Florida. We got some right-angle clouds taking place, a weird situation here ahead of the hurricane. And I want you to think about this, because ahead of Hurricane Helene, we had a very significant low pressure system up by North Carolina already sitting there that then interacted with actual Hurricane Helene, causing the record-breaking flooding. Now, just look at this one more time. Take a look at what's going on up here, the disco party, and then look at these clouds down here making unnatural formations, right angles. We don't see right angles in nature.
Instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts.
You notice that these lasers he's talking about and that they're showing are green trillion watt lasers that look exactly like the lasers that are showing up all over the maps. Yeah, but that's not all. With that in mind, with these guys actually saying it back in the day, and then this U.S. Air Force study that's been going on for as long as I can remember, 1996, that's about as far as I can remember. I'll leave links to this below. They keep messing with the link, but I keep fixing it. But this explains everything. It's everything, because weather is everywhere and they can do everything to weather. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're taking down the world, but they have to make an example of the United States because we're a shining beacon of light. I'll leave links for this, but I mean, I don't know how much more I gotta possibly tell you. How much you think everything is just coincidental timing? Right on cue? Over and over. Look at all these events that are happening. Food, water, and communications. And everything is on the World Wide Web. So everything can be killed with a switch. And probably including us. But for now, they're still keeping it kind of close to the vest, because they're pumping out disinformation saying that we're putting out disinformation. And yet, it's all right here. It's all right here. Everything you would need to do to take down a country, they're doing. But I'm not done with the Hurricane Milton as of yet. Watch this.
Don't worry if you can't hear what I'm saying. This is the loudest sound you could possibly conceive. And as it turns out, the cleanest. Now, the most amazing thing is that that cloud up there, which was generated by the engine, is just a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. It's water vapor. And in about an hour's time, someone in Mississippi is going to get wet washing. It will actually rain.
So yes, when this was new, I showed this to you. This massive facility, I believe it's in Alabama, but it's right on the Gulf of Mexico, but this giant machine that NASA has can literally produce weather. Weather. Like, for instance, they could take all of this and add it to a Category 1 hurricane, and by the end of the night, or in just a few hours, it could be a Category 5. Yeah. And that's old technology. Another YouTuber caught this last night. I'm going to run it just so you can see it.
Here it is. It's Cat 5. And it's got, the look of a very strong hurricane. But watch what happens right after it achieves 5. Something starts to take place. It gets highly disturbed. Look at the spiral bands coming out from the edge, like city spiral bands.
My point here is they can control the weather. You need to take the blinders off and understand that you are going to be in biblical situation very soon. They're doing everything that needs to be done to take down the country. They've filled it with millions of undocumented people that don't belong here. None of them have been vetted or anything. They're just flown in. You saw me go to the border in February. I went down there. It's real. It's real. They don't even need to climb through the massive half-mile open border wall because the government's flying them over, putting them on buses, giving them unlimited money, and sending them to all the largest cities and towns. Now, when that money shuts off, just like yours, these people are going to act just like they did in their other countries, where they eat cats and dogs and maybe their neighbors. Who knows? Do you know what I'm saying? That's not hyperbole. These are facts. And every time we turn around, there's another hack or another issue. The banking system's gone down. The communication system's gone down. Or we just have the mainstream media kicking out bullshit lies about people that died in America. That is horrendous. That is horrendous. Hurricane hits eastern Tennessee, literally, and they send National Guard to Kuwait the same day. What are we doing here? $8 billion to Ukraine, no problem. $750 for every one of you people out in Asheville, as long as you can get an internet signal and apply for it. And remember, it's a loan. It's a loan. Do you see what I'm saying? This government has literally allowed our neighbor, Mexico, to have cartels that have flooded the United States for generations now, killing tens of thousands percentage more Americans and people worldwide than any terrorist could ever possibly hope. And they do nothing about it. In a real world, our government that just bombs anybody because they feel like it would take these guys out, but they don't. Because it was all part of the plan to get us where we are right now. If a country is dysfunctional enough, shut down the communications, shut down their ability to consume, to buy gasoline, to buy food, to buy water, or blame it all on hackers, and they will turn on themselves. This is exactly what they're doing. This is exactly what they're doing. I'll leave links below. You really need to start thinking about this because the clock is ticking. This election is going to be the worst thing that's ever happened on so many levels, and it's coming. Richie from Boston, I'm out.